Ho, ho, ho! You're listening to The Owl on UCFM 87.8, coming to you live from Ngunnawal country. Ho, 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 ho!
Welcome to 12 Things, The Owl's annual Christmas special. I'm Maddie.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Leela. And every day this week, we have been wrapping up our favourite things from the year that's been.
From 2023's news stories to events, our top owl picks, best moments on air, and our build-up to Christmas, we've had a hoot of a week.
Each episode, we have been counting down 12 of our favourite things in each category, remembering 2023 for its highs, its lows, and its most memorable moments to us anyways.
Today, we'll discuss our build-up to Christmas because it comes and goes so quickly, we need to stretch it out a bit.
What do you call a cat in the desert?
Dead?
No.
No?
Needing to be taken by the Cat Alliance? No.
That's a bit far out.
Yeah.
Catastrophe. I don't know.
No.
Is it Christmas related?
Yeah.
A cat in the desert.
Yeah, I don't know why it's Christmas related, but it is. The answer's Christmas related. Kind of.
Because Christmas in Australia is in summer, hence the desert.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Okay, all right, we'll take that.
Do you want to know? Yes.
Well, what do you call a cat in the desert? You call it Sandy Claus.
Sandy Claus?
Yeah.
Like Santa Claus.
Like sand.
Sandy.
Right. Got it.
And it has claws. So there you go.
Sand to Santa. Right.
Sandy, yep. And claws, yep. Inclared of cause.
Let's not repeat that joke at Christmas. Maybe Tia will do better with the fun fact.
Well, maybe she will. Probably.
Did you know?
What did we not know?
That a cat in the desert.
The cat.
Did you know the original Christmas pudding recipe had meat in it?
Oh, that's disgusting. May as well call it a cat dish and then a catastrophe or something. May as well have sand in it if it has meat in it. This sounds actually disgusting, but tell me.
I will. In the 14th century, Christmas pudding was a type of porridge made using mutton and beef alongside spices, wines, raisins, currants, and more. Over time, people slowly added more alcohol alongside eggs and dried fruit until we eventually ended up with the Christmas pudding we're all familiar with today.
So adding alcohol, eggs, dried fruit, plus the beef?
They took out the beef.
Do you reckon they added the alcohol, the eggs, and stored the beef and then decided, this is not a beef dish?
Well, no, because it started with the beef and then they added the alcohol and the eggs.
Still had the beef in it. And then eventually decided this is not good with beef.
Maybe.
Probably.
I mean, I feel like you'd have to try. They'd be what if... Because maybe people probably went, we eat beef and drink alcohol. What do we just...
Put them together.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy that it turned from a savoury dish to a sweet dish.
Yeah.
It's still not a very nice dish. I don't like Christmas pudding.
Yeah. I like it on Christmas Day and that's it.
I'm not a pudding type of person. I like Christmas cake though.
No.
But what's the real difference?
Oh, what?
Christmas pudding and Christmas cake.
Is they the same things?
Probably.
I thought puddings were like more like a liquid kind of gooey, while Christmas cake is like
I've never seen a gooey Christmas. I've just seen the cake with a fruit in it, which is pudding, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh.
And the fruit cake.
I think I'm thinking, maybe I'm thinking of, I don't know. I'm hungry.
Tell us on our Instagram or our TikTok.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to make a TikTok.
Is it the same thing?
Well, apparently Christmas cakes contain much the same ingredients as Christmas pudding, but they're a little less dense and they're baked in the oven. Christmas cakes are usually made a couple of months earlier than Christmas puddings as they really improve in flavour and richness.
When I think of pudding, I think of chocolate pudding, which is like...
Yeah, that's like...
gooey.
You use a spoon.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's so
shocking. But I feel like, anyways, on that note. Well.
It's definitely not something I have leading up to Christmas.
No.
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 Neither. But let's start a talking.
Let's start a talking. Let's start talking.
Let's start talking. Less drinking of the Christmas pudding and start talking how we get ready for Christmas. That was just completely horrible.
That was actually, it's Friday, right? It's insane.
That's what
it's
a long year week. And a long week bring you.
Exactly. And it's definitely something that I find and perfectly fitting to my first thing that I do or that just happens that is just, it's just Christmas. It's just silly season. It's Christmas crazy. And basically it's just the end of year crazy, busy time for life, for business. It's insane. Like I have, we're not going to go into what I have, but I'm going to tell you briefly. I have wedding on wedding on wedding to edit. I've got Santa photos this weekend. Shout out to Maddie Green Photo and Film. but it's just insane.
Yeah.
It's very just busy. And I think as well, we all try and get everything done by the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, somehow you're expected to get it done in a month. It's impossible. So, yep, it's just Christmas crazy. And I think because adds Christmas to it, it adds summer holidays to it.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy month.
Definitely. Mm. No, it is.
Festive month.
It's busy.
That
it's
starts busy. At Halloween.
No. Oh, well, busy month does. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Busy season.
Christmas doesn't start until 1st of December.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Nope. No. 1st of December.
Two against one.
Yeah. I love Christmas, mm-hmm. but it's, I love Christmas for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to point it out there. Don't give me Christmas music unless Christmas. Oh, actually, and then Christmas in July.
Mm.
But only the one event that you have for Christmas in July.
Yeah.
So that's.
I do like a week leading up to Christmas in July.
Oh, okay.
Because I like Christmas.
Oh, okay.
That's, so that's I'll play more Christmas music, wear Christmas jumpers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I've got 3 Christmas jumpers.
Plus, it's winter as well.
Yeah. So exactly. I can. That's why I want to. Yeah. I've got to make the most out of it.
I know. Makes sense. Exactly.
Yeah. Definitely. Anyways,
Christmas crazy.
On that note of playing Christmas music, that is one of the ways that I really lead up to Christmas is I start listening to more and more Christmas music. Yeah. So, I mean, 1st of December generally or around then, my family sets up Christmas tree and we play Christmas music a lot more. So I love Christmas music so much. It just brings me joy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for tomorrow because I can listen to it and not get judged. So, and because I've worked in a Christmas store as well, I worked there for 2 years, Christmas all day. All day, every day, we open all the time.
Yeah.
I have heard most Christmas songs underneath the sun, but I'm still not sick of them all, which is, I'm very glad.
I don't think you can ever get sick of them. Like, I know. It's just, they bring that familiar feeling of happiness.
Yeah.
Exactly. I need to know.
Yeah.
What are your both favourite Christmas songs?
Michael Bublé's Christmas album. I'm going to say it here. That's the go-to. It's just the whole album.
Okay.
But also, Michael Bublé doesn't just defrost at Christmas. He's a whole year-round artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Proud to say that.
Was he on your Spotify Wrapped?
Yep, he was in my Spotify Wrapped. And I think because he's my mum's favourite, and so it's actually just like a very Christmas tradition that, you know, I've grown up listening to his album. So I don't have one specific.
But
Like a high five specific like Christmas song, like a Aussie typical, like I feel like they do a good Aussie Christmas album. I don't know why I've said mentioned high five in the last. I just remember high five being like bringing Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is at Carols by Candlelight.
Yeah.
On Prime, like those. Yeah.
Yep.
It's ironic. It's iconic. So there you go.
So funny. I think my favorite is Sleigh Ride. Well, there's many people that cover it, but the original people are the Ronettes.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, I always hear the, because my favorite Christmas movie is The Holiday with Cameron Diaz. And then they always play this song in the movie. And then I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's Christmas. And then I'll watch it at Easter. I'm like, yep, it's Christmas.
I love The Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's my favorite movie. And I can't wait to watch it. I'm ready.
This is exciting.
Oh, I'm so ready. So excited.
Well, my first thing, I guess it's probably everyone's first thing, but to get ready for Christmas is setting up the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, similar to you, we kind of plan it for the last week in November. It depends on how busy we are or if it's raining and we can't get it out of the shed. But it's happening and I love my tree. It's purple. So I've got a purple Christmas tree.
Oh my God.
Purple Christmas tree?
I do, yes. It's taller than me. Like it's probably 2 meters, I guess.
Can you bring it to your wedding?
Yes.
You have a purple tree.
It's so purple, cool. Yeah. And then with the tinsel and everything, it looks really sparkly.
Cute. Do you stick with the color? Sorry, Maddie. Do you stick with the color scheme or?
No, so it's, normal red and silver. And then I've got white tinsel as well. Ooh, so it's very
cute.
I love it. Can't wait.
So funny. Now I can just envision, like, you and a purple tree. It just so much sense. It just makes sense so much.
Yeah. And a tree falling over the whole time because of the cats.
Yeah.
They also do pink Christmas trees. Have you seen them?
I know. Yeah.
I feel like
I have a mini pink Christmas tree.
They do like big ones.
The ones from Kmart?
Yeah, the small one because that's all I can fit in my room. But yeah, I don't. My mum and my dad have the most. Sorry, my mum has the control of the Christmas. But when I have a house one day, that could change. Well, my mum doesn't have to come.
And set your mum's still going to be the Christmas tree. Yeah. Like she's got the monopoly over it.
Exactly. Yeah. So
definitely,
I love it. It's so funny that you have a purple tree. It just makes so much sense. It's just your personality.
I know. My name is also because Lila's from lilac, and my sister's Fiola like violet. So we're both purple.
Yes, Claire. So cute.
I love purple.
That's so funny.
Purple's my favorite color.
Yes. Hence a purple tree.
Moving on. Well, I am one of the, you know how people are like, no, if you're a December baby, mm-hmm. you don't celebrate Christmas until after your birthday.
Yeah.
Not one of those people. Happy to celebrate Christmas, happy to start Christmas first of December. But then on the 10th of December, I will be celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I know, right? It's pretty cool. And actually, Lara as well from last year. She is also on the 10th, so happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
But it just means that it just adds to the Christmas crazy.
Yeah.
We get to have the weekend to, to celebrate my birthday.
Mm.
It's probably also a birthday week, to be honest. So, look, it's a big...
It's birthday month.
Well, it can't really be birthday month because of Christmas. So it kind of just has to be start of...
birthday month minus one day.
Minus one day, exactly.
December 25th.
Exactly.
But it is hard because, my fiancé now, his birthday is the 28th of December.
See, that's right.
So is my mum.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so
rough.
It's hard because his family just does the one gift thing and I'm like, no. So I do the two gift things. I'm like... you can have this today and then we've got some more.
See, I'm lucky. The 10th still adds, it's still like closer. Far. By the 28th, that's rough.
But do you get gifts wrapped in Christmas paper?
No, I don't either. It's like, it's just always been very separate in my household.
Which is good.
I'm glad because it's, otherwise why have a birthday in December if you can't celebrate it just as much as you celebrate it in March?
Exactly.
So, correct.
There you go.
But just it change your birthday.
Just adds to it. But it's that's leading up.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Well, another way that I lead up to Christmas is I love drinking tea.
Just love drinking.
Drinking at tea. And Christmas tea in particular, I have quite a lot of just general tea, but I've also got Christmas teas. And so I withhold from drinking the Christmas teas until December. And that's when we hit December 1st, time to make Christmas tea. So I've got, I think... 3 or 4 different types of Christmas teas.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very excited to crack them open, brew a couple of teas.
Tea is like an old soul. So funny.
Excuse me, I listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, she's got lots of errors. So,
But yeah, that's one of the ways that I really get into it is just
tea.
Drinking Christmas tea.
What's your favorite?
One of them's called Advent tea, like Advent Christmas calendars. And it's just very... It's got lots of spice and fun Christmas flavors, cinnamon.
Do they give you a different bag for each day, like an advent calendar?
Not in that one.
Okay.
But last year, my mother kindly got me an advent calendar of tea. So every day it was a new packet of tea.
Did not know that existed.
Look at that.
That's very cool. I was going to say, it sounds like a tea too.
They're doing it again this year. So.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But Yeah. I loved it. I loved it.
One single bag on do you get?
In the advent calendar the advent calendar. But for
that's
the
not enough. But then the incentive is that then you go and buy the whole
box. Yes. Because it wasn't
it's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, because it wasn't like Christmas teas every day. It was just like their normal teas.
Okay, so yeah.
So it was exactly like, oh, I really liked the pumping pomegranate. I'm going to go get a box of that sort of thing.
That makes sense.
Which is kind of clever. But at the same time, I had tried a lot of the ones that were in their advent Christmas tea already. But
yeah.
I'm not complaining. I loved it.
Yeah, I might have to try this. Like some iced teas.
Iced teas are good.
See? Punch. Exactly. I do like drinking just full stop. So... Punch will be great with T2T.
T2T punch.
Yeah, nice Christmas day. Hoping for a hot day,
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Does it not just make you just feel so good inside? Like the thought of just like, someone said to me the other day they hate Christmas because like all their family comes together. And I'm like, that's why I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, anytime. But then people are just like, this makes me so happy. It actually does. So it's so funny. Weird. It's a weird feeling.
Mm. Like people's experiences are just obviously so different.
Yes, exactly.
What can you do?
No.
I guess we've touched on this a bit earlier, but I love leading up to Christmas, watching Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different ones, but they all kind of follow the same story, as we know. But you just feel so happy when you watch this rom-com with Christmas and it's snowing and, you know, love. Yeah, I love it. And I can watch like 5 back-to-back.
Yeah.
I just feel like sitting there, staying there permanently.
Yes. Have you watched Christmas movies before December? Like, is that it? I can't do it.
No.
It's like it's real Hallmark like trash if it's not in the month of December.
Well, I tried to hold off, but then sometimes I just like, no, I need some happiness.
So. I suppose if you've had a bad day.
Yes.
Like Christmas movie.
But I don't like watching them earlier in the year. Like maybe the last week of November or something.
Okay, yeah,
okay. Not in April.
January 1st. Put that Christmas movie on. Exactly.
Yeah.
One thing that I guess, you know, has become more of a tradition because it's so hard being an adult and seeing friends throughout the year. So I have, you know, you start the tradition of Friendsmas. Yeah. Which is really cute. So I've got a couple of those coming up, which will be nice. Just do all the things, bring different share plates and all that, and just have a good day. And what better excuse than for Christmas? You don't need an excuse, but it is a nice festive, and there's a little secret Santa as well, so that's fun. Is it better to get gifts or to give gifts? I do both. I love getting both.
I love both.
I went out today and brought a few little things just like for the 1st of December, and I was I just gotta do it.
Exactly.
Like it's just cute, and then I don't expect anything because I'm like the happiness that they get is like happiness for you.
Exactly.
It's so cheesy. It's so cheesy, but it's true.
We're in a Christmas movie with that one.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
But no, I love as well with giving gifts when I know that it's something that they're going to love and that they're not expecting it.
Yeah. I actually found out the other day a good thing to ask for, like, you know, a general Secret Santa or just even a gift giving is what venture or what are they hoping to do in 2024? Like to pick up maybe a hobby or something like that. And then that can give you like an idea of like something you can give to, you know, support them with that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good way of like getting a little gift,
that's very clever.
Not finding out like specifically, because buying gifts for people is really hard.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So something to keep in mind if you need, you know, mum, what are you thinking of doing next year? Or like, what's something that you
want to try?
Yeah, exactly. So
that's very clever.
So there you go. That's my top tip for Christmas. Top tips, next year's topic. There you go, Tia, write it down.
Oh my God, I'm writing it down right now. another thing that I love doing is buying Christmas candles. I'm like a sucker for all their marketing things. They stick Christmas on it. I'm like, okay. But I was doing this today. I was going shopping and every single time there's like a Christmas candle, I have to stop and smell it. But the ones that are like, you know, gingerbread, spiced, like mulled wine, the pine needles. It gets me. I love it.
It's so exciting.
But no, and then again, because if I burn it in like April, it's just wrong. It's illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
So now, because I have so many candles, and now that it's, you know, December, I can burn them and not feel guilty about it. And then just having, you know, my room or the house smell like
Christmas.
Christmas and the idea of Christmas. I just love it so much.
Yeah. I have another top tip.
Yeah,
good on TikTok. TikTok is like, it's such a time waster, but it's actually good. Candles, air fresheners. I don't know if you've seen it already, but get like a little like ceramic or just a little container it, like that fits in your cup holder. Put candle melts in it. And it will melt because the car gets hot in the summer. And then you have an air freshener that lasts way longer. And also, if you put it in a container that has like a lid that won't spill, instead of putting it in like a mini candle,
because,
you know, the liquid would spill over. But you just have like a cool Christmas air freshener.
I am writing this down. Oh, my gosh.
That is like a very good idea.
And you don't have to do it for Christmas. You can do it in January with the, you know, whatever fragrance.
Because I have so many. I literally have a chai latte melt that I haven't used yet. That's going in the car.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. If anyone ever gets a lift in my car, it's going to smell like chai now. This is so fun. Oh, my gosh.
That's very clever. Well, we also mentioned this earlier about giving and getting, but I feel shopping is a lot more fun for Christmas. Like, I just find money, even if I don't have it, but I find it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's just more fun to buy things and put things together and fancy ribbons and, you know, yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah,
that's what I mean about the sucker. You just see Christmas things and it's like,
oh, it's a sucker. Yeah, like,
so
yeah,
I get drawn in.
That's how they get you.
So
I'm like, I see red and green and I'm like,
because you know you don't need it.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do need it.
Yeah. Yep. Ah, damn it. It's like Black Friday shopping, all those things. You're like,
yeah.
Actually, and also another tip. do your Christmas shopping like throughout the year. And that leads me on to like the next one is thinking you have Christmas gifts sorted, but really you don't. Because, and you do it every, I know I do it every time. I go, oh my God, it's a week out and I haven't got something for Aunt June, you know, like June.
You don't have an auntie.
I don't have an auntie. Oh, but, and then you're like, oh my God, what do I get?
Yeah.
But then you think about, well, like, I'm going to get something, you know, in January for Christmas. I have a box in my room that is filled with gifts that I'm giving for Christmas because I just have like, I can't do it in December.
Yeah.
Like, I need to do it. I will do it because impulse buying.
Yeah.
But it will not be all my gift buying in Christmas. Yeah. So, you know, got onto that Black Friday sale and got a few things that I know you save money too.
Exactly. Yeah,
do you? True. That's maybe, I don't know. Mm. Maybe they just, I don't know.
See, I try to shop throughout the year and then I kind of forget. But the thing I have got, because I've got two dogs and I give them, we as a family, we give them gifts.
Yeah,
and
nice.
We have got their Christmas gifts sorted. We've got them little stockings. Oh, they're cute. Like,
they're the easiest people to buy for.
I know. They're never going to complain.
Exactly.
So, there's no opinions.
There's no opinions. Exactly.
All right. My last build up to Christmas idea. This is, okay, bear with me. There's this.
Yeah, I do not know what this is. So tell me.
Okay. So on, because on my drive home on the Barton Highway, there's like a little side section. I don't know. It's just side of the road.
Yeah.
And in December or November, late November, this guy comes and he sells cherries from his farm.
Yeah, now I just realized what you mean.
And he's it makes me so excited because he's only there from like November to Christmas. And the cherries are like the best cherries I've ever eaten in my life. And it's just such a good way going home. The cherry guy's there. And I've always like, because normally I was driving with my mum whenever we'd see him. And then this was, okay, I feel like for context, he's only been there for like 2 years. So we were driving and I was like, I feel like we've got to know his name. And I'd never asked his name. So I've just named him Jerry the Cherry Guy because I feel like that goes really nicely. So every time that I see him driving home, it's Jerry the Cherry Guy and I stop and get cherries.
That's cute.
And he's just got his hand-painted cherries here, fresh cherries sign.
Yeah.
Just brings me joy. Because if I see him, I'm like, Christmas is coming. Jerry's here. Christmas is coming.
It's also cherry season. That's probably why.
Okay, don't ruin this for me.
Probably why Jerry's there.
Exactly. That's why he's there. But it coincides nicely with Christmas. So.
Well, things that aren't Christmas that are Christmas. Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely.
It's cute.
We have a cherry tree in our backyard.
Does it produce good cherries?
It does. And then Reese, my fiancé, he picks them all down and then he makes sour cherry jam and it's the best thing ever.
Yum.
Do you know what though, this the same thing, because fresh fruit comes out,
yeah,
our neighbor they went away, so my dad was like picking their fruit. They have a raspberry.
Yep.
We also got permission to pick their fruit, by the way. Raspberry tree. And I looked at my dad and go, why do we not plant raspberry, like fruit? Yeah. Mm. I don't want to eat spinach. Like, I want to eat raspberries. So hopefully by next year, we may have a raspberry tree.
Nice. That's exciting.
Raspberry jam.
Strawberry. Yeah, raspberry jam. But that's so good. Mm. So, so much better yummy. Than the raspberries from the shop.
Mm. Yeah, and you can save $100.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, so there's just something different about them.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So I get the cherry. Jerry the cherry guy.
It's a fun thing to say. That's the other thing. I love saying it. Jerry the cherry guy. One day I'll actually ask his name and it won't be Jerry and I'm going to be so disappointed.
Oh, his name's not actually Jerry.
I haven't asked him. I chickened out and so I made up my own name for him.
Just named him.
Tia, you shouldn't tell me that. It just ruined the Christmas spirit.
I'll find out. Maybe he'll tell me his name and I'll say, no, you're wrong. It's Jerry.
His name's Bob. You know that.
Don't ruin this. I'll find out. I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
I'll post a TikTok on it.
Yeah.
Well, my favourite thing to do for Christmas is kind of, I don't want to say torture my animals, but they find it's torture because I put Santa hats on them and then take photos.
Oh, Santa photos on Sunday.
But it's so funny because, you know, animals, when you put like a jacket on them or you put little booties on, they just don't know how to act with them and then so walk all funny. And so I'll show you a photo, but the viewers can't, or the listeners can't see. But look at his face. He's
is
just
that a
like,
dog?
Yes, it's Lakey.
Can you not see?
I thought you said you only have cats.
No, we have a dog as well.
I was like, that does not look like a cat. And I was really confused.
But he's all confused of what the hell is on my head.
Oh, I see.
So cute.
How cute is it?
That's very cute.
Do you have photos of your cats?
I do.
All right, we'll be posting them on our Instagram.
Oh, my gosh.
There's one.
TikTok. Oh, cute.
Stop it.
But they're just like, I don't understand what's happening.
That's so cute.
And then the youngest one, she was just cranky, you can see. But she's like, no, don't like this.
But she looks so cute.
But that's my favourite thing, just for Christmas. Take photos of the animals.
Oh my God.
While they think, what the hell is this lady doing?
That's so true, though. That's they have no idea.
No, they don't.
But they get a gift on Christmas Day, so look.
Correct. Exactly. And treats.
Yeah. And treats, exactly.
I miss my dogs.
Oh, where are they?
They're at home.
Oh, I was like, we're gonna end on a really bad note right
no,
now.
They're at home. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to see them in like half an hour. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's our wrap of how we get ready for Christmas.
And that is a wrap for the week. Thank you so much for listening to our 2023 series.
We hope you've enjoyed all the moments of 2023 and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.